My name's Jim Mellon, and I'm an economist by background. In 2006, I published a book called Wake Up, which forecasted the economic recession that we are still recovering from. And I put the point that the US housing crisis would be the trigger for that depression. It came to pass, and today I'm forecasting that the European Union is going to have years of turbulence ahead of it, and that the euro, the common currency, will break up sometime in the next 3 to 5 years. In those circumstances, I believe Britain is better off outside the European Union in a comfortably appointed lifeboat in the English Channel as the Euro Titanic sinks to the bottom of the ocean. I believe there'll be a potential for us to rejoin a reformed, genuinely reformed European Union post that event. But in the meantime, I think we're better off outside the EU. Furthermore, the causes of that breakup of the European Union are quite clear to me. France and Italy are in what are called debt traps. That means that they can't grow their way out of their debts, and their debts are expanding ever more. They can't do structural reforms. As you can see in France, they're all on strike at the moment. In Italy, the banks are in perilous trouble. And so France and Italy are probably going to be the key factors in the implosion of the Eurozone. Most people don't talk about it, but then most people didn't talk about the coming US housing crisis in 2006. I firmly believe that in the next 3 to 5 years, we'll see a big problem in the bond markets in Europe, and that will lead to the collapse of the euro. When the euro collapses, there will be a system-wide or a continent-wide depression. And in Britain, we're much better not to be a part of that. Because if we are part of the European Union at that point, for sure, we will be invited or forced to join in a bailout, no matter what the various treaties and so forth say. We were forced to join the Greek bailout. We bilaterally bailed out Ireland, and we had to pay more into the European Union, despite David Cameron saying he wouldn't do it over his dead body. Well, he's not dead, and he did pay the extra money to the European Union. So we can't believe anything that Cameron and Osborne say about their future actions in regard to solidarity with Europe if France and Italy go bust, which in my opinion is a certainty. So my bottom line message as a businessman, as an economist, as someone who's got a good record in forecasting, is that if we stay in the European Union, we are going to be in deep trouble. We're going to be sinking with the European ship. So I urge everyone who has a vote to go out and vote on June the 23rd for us to leave the European Union.